The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, as I said before, the no-deal bill that the House of Commons voted against is now in the House of Lords. They may filibuster there. They're looking at moving 100 amendments. So the Prime Minister has presented another motion to the Parliament for an early election, and I understand that vote is complete and, as I anticipated, has been defeated. Let's go to John in London. John, where are we?
Absolutely right, Alan. Yeah, in the last half hour, MPs rejected the Prime Minister's call for a general election, and in response, Boris Johnson mocked Jeremy Corbyn for being the first opposition leader in history to turn down the chance of becoming Prime Minister. He could only assume it was because he didn't think he could win. I think you've hinted at the real reason. It's that although MPs have voted to rule out a no-deal Brexit, that was another defeat for Boris Johnson today, they're not convinced that it will be set in stone, that it will become law in time, and Boris Johnson could still get a no-deal Brexit through. We don't yet know what the Prime Minister's next move will be. He didn't reveal that tonight. He didn't reveal his hand. But that will come tomorrow. There still is the feeling that, OK, they've thrown out the idea of an election now, but the Prime Minister can't govern. He's lost his majority, so surely an election has to happen at some point fairly soon.
Yeah, 21 Tory MPs voted against the government, and almost all of those, I mentioned earlier that the whips were going to say you'd be deselected. Many of those have said they won't be standing. But the issue now here is not law until the House of Lords pass it, and the Parliament will be prorogued next week. Will it be passed in the House of Lords, or will there be the pro-Brexit MPs or Lords start filibustering, because I understand there's over 100 amendments to be moved. Righto. All right. Now, Hurricane Dorian.
Yeah. We've got one of our ships, RFA Mounts Bay, in the area with British military personnel on board. And at the request of the authorities in the Bahamas, it's gone into action today. It's gone to the aid of the islands hit by Hurricane Dorian. They've sent in boatloads of aid, fresh water, shelter kits have been landed on islands. The ship's Wildcat helicopter with Royal Navy personnel have been carrying out reconnaissance flights and evacuating casualties. And the government says, you know, we've got the expert equipment and the expert personnel to help. We'll be there as long as it takes to help out.
Gee, it's big time, isn't it? I mean, the Bahamas, the Prime Minister there saying it's the greatest disaster in the history of the Bahamas. Well, you see the pictures on the TV. Mind you, when I see those pictures, John, I always wonder, how do they get hold of the pictures? How is anyone getting close to all that devastation to take pictures which are as clear and as effective as all of that? But however, Britain's stepping into the party. Keep us posted, John. It's a mess over there. They reckon Boris was standing democracy on its head. I don't think Boris has got the problem. The problem is the Parliament itself doesn't seem to understand that there was a referendum and they overwhelmingly voted to get out of the European Union. All right, John, good to talk to you. John Adley in London.